This audio is complete fiction and made for fantasy. Nothing in this audio is intended as instruction or based in the real world. It is made for adult entertainment and made by an adult for adults. The creator of this audio does not condone these kinds of activities in the real world. This is all just fantasy, so enjoy. Can you believe you're almost out of jail, and you've been there forever? Which, you know, no surprise, is you got caught molesting and raping some poor little 12-year-old girl. Of course they should have locked you up. Adult men are not supposed to be fucking children. But you just can't help it. I know you can't help it. Those preteens, I mean, practically anything illegal, you want to fuck it because you're a pedophile. A pedophile rapist, and now officially a sex offender, a sexual predator. I mean, you've been all in the papers, all over social media. They call you a monster, a sexual predator, a child molester, an underage sex offender. But you know, to me, you're still my pedo daddy, my pedo king. So take out that fat pedophile cock daddy. Let your pedophile queen give you what you need while you're locked up in jail. The only thing that you crave, you sick, twisted pedo fuck. Stroke for that perfect, precious 12-year-old princess you defiled and humiliated. I bet you think about her every day, don't you? Your disgusting, dirty hands groping and molesting every inch of that poor thing's supple, soft preteen body. Her softly sobbing, salty tears flowing. A delicious treat for you to savor, licking her child face. That shame building in that young girl, realizing now she's nothing more than a rape toy for her pedophile daddy. That shame only matched by your throbbing pedo boner, rock fucking hard for a 12-year-old girl. Fucking sick. You're sick, aren't you? And the thing that really amuses me, I guess, is that as soon as you're released, I know you're going to go right back to pedophile rape, molesting little girls. And I'm going to make sure that you do. Because here's some simple facts. The community, the officials in charge, they can't rehabilitate sick fucks like you. Mm-mm, you're always going to go back. Because raping that 12-year-old girl, it felt too fucking good. You don't want to get those hands or that cock on some young college bitch. No, that's too easy for you. You want them young, in elementary school, middle school, even high school, and hell, that's even almost too old for you. And I've been planning where I'm going to push you next. Like, are we going to go revisit your little victim? Are we going to go to the same 12-year-old you raped like all fucking nights and give her another taste of pedo daddy's disgusting rapist dick? Or are we going to find a new one? I mean, I've been scoping them out for you. All ages. I'm wondering what's going to make you throb the most. I work with some little immature, bratty 15-year-olds. I've been eyeing her for a while for you. I bet I could get her alone with me just as easy as pie. Bring her to you so you can show her how pedo fucks really want to rape little 15-year-olds like her. How you want to take advantage of her tight teen body and violently and brutally rape her for hours on end. Or I have been parking right down the roads when school gets out, when the school buses roll through the neighborhood, watching the middle school bus drop off tiny, adorable little rape dolls. Middle school sluts. They'd be so fucking easy for me to pull into my house for you. Because they're so fucking stupid. So eager for attention. You've got all the attention, don't you? You've got all the attention for some little middle school slut. And I bet middle schoolers cry a little bit more than that high schooler would. Because, you know, they're eager to please, immature, young, much younger than a 15-year-old, scared. And those are the things that turn you on, you sick fuck. I bet you're throbbing from that. That a middle schooler would be way more scared than that 15-year-old would be. She'd be tighter, more underdeveloped, easier for my pedo king to pin down. And I bet she'd look real pretty with your hand around her little throat. You choking her, making her panic a little bit. I bet a little middle school whore would look very pretty in fear. Being choked, raped, finger raped, or your cock stuffed inside her middle school rape hole. See, I can tell from the way you heavily breathe and grunt and moan on these calls that we've had ever since you've been in jail. I can hear that there's no saving you. There's no fixing you. You'll go right back into jail just to get your hands all over an underage child again. You'd go right back through the same hell just to feel the inside of a poor little girl underneath you with her legs being forced open. Because there's no denying. You already know that deep down inside. And I hope that you've just came to the clear consensus that you will always be a pedophile rapist. You will always be on that sexual offender list. You will always be a threat to any little girl walking around in public because you're a sick fuck. You can't help it. It's inside of you that you want to rape and molest such innocent, supple, young girls. And it even goes as far as letting you know that I sure have been befriending my neighbors. And you know, my new neighbors, they have a daughter. Guess how old she is? And be careful, this is really going to make you want to pop. Probably just the age mention will make you want to come. Don't you fucking come. I know that pedo cock has been locked up in jail, away from tight rape holes. So Be careful when I tell you this age. Their daughter, the one that I've babysat, the one that I've befriended, she's only 9 years old. That makes you want to fucking pop. I know it does. That makes you want to explode just thinking about what she looks like. Here, since you're in jail, I'll give you a description. This little bitch has porcelain, white skin, long red hair, the face of an absolute little angel. A perfectly flat chest and a little body that's so petite, so tiny and skinny, the perfect little preteen body. And then she's got these little ass cheeks that just seem to just sit so perfectly. Perfect little round 9-year-old ass cheeks. And you better fucking believe I have definitely thought about what it would look like when she first saw your fat, throbbing pedophile cock. What she'd look like with her mouth being forced open and you skull fucking that 9-year-old girl. Trust me, I've been thinking about it a lot. Why do you think I've befriended a child, you know, offered my babysitting services? I wouldn't be a good accomplice if I didn't have prepared fresh, new rape meats for you to destroy. And you are going to rape this little 9-year-old. I know you're going to be obsessed with the thought, just me describing her little body. And she's going to be the perfect piece of rape meat for you. Trust me. You're going to be able to pick her up with no effort. Hell, I mean, you could flip her upside down while you're standing up and just devour her little child pussy while I am right behind her little head, pushing it up and down against your cock, forcing her to rape her own little mouth with your fat, rapist cock. And this little 9-year-old, she's going to break you in the best way. And when I say break, she's going to pull out the most brutal, insatiable pedo bull inside of you because she's going to look so precious, like the perfect, pretty little 9-year-old rape doll. And she's going to be all yours, all yours. I'll even give her a little Benadryl. How's that? You want her a little, you know, unconscious, just a little bit, not fully unconscious, just so she's not able to stand up all on her own. Tiny, perfect, slightly drugged rape doll. The perfect little elementary toy for your pedo dick. And I know for a fact that you're throbbing for a 9-year-old right now. And I want you to think about how sick that is, how twisted that is, that you're throbbing inside of jail. You're in jail for raping some poor little innocent girl, and you're throbbing for a girl that's even younger because you are a sick fuck. And that's what I love about you. That is why I am your pedophile queen, because I'm going to make sure that you get worse. You go deeper for your lust for children, younger and deeper. And you are going to feel the inside of this 9-year-old's kitty cunt. You definitely are. I'm going to make sure of that. Fuck sex offender rehab. I am your rehab to making you worse. I can't risk that you've been in jail getting weak on me. I need you more brutal. I need you so fucked up that after you've raped this little 9-year-old for hours on end, that you have a craving to rape her to death. And I know that made you throb too, didn't it? Raping the life out of such a pretty, darling little girl. Because that lives inside of you. That rage, that animalistic fucking pedo rage lives inside of you. I know it does. I know that pedo daddy wants to get so sick and twisted, so full of lust for little girl, that he just can't help it. That range just lets go and his hands start gripping her little neck. He starts pounding a little harder. I know that that is inside of you and I know that I can unlock it. And that's what I'm going to do. I mean, think about it, honey. Think about it, my pedo king, how powerful and how fucking good it will feel to know that you're the last cock that that little 9-year-old is ever going to feel. That how pleasurable it's going to feel to fuck a freshly dead kitty cunt. How long you can spend time with her precious little sleeping body. And I know my pedo king, that I am making you want to come. And we're getting to that point where they're, you know, the call's going to end. So I'm going to make sure that you come. I got to make sure that rapist seed is nice and hot and boiling. So when tomorrow I come pick you up, you might be ready for that little 9-year-old that's going to be locked up inside my bedroom. So get fucking ready. Start pumping harder and pump out that pedo rapist seed. 10, think about how fucking good it's going to feel after being in jail for years to finally get your hands on some little girl again. To feel a 9-year-old's tight, soft, supple body. And then how pleasurable it's going to feel the inside of a child again. No longer will you need that hand anymore, because I'm going to make sure that you masturbate with young, innocent little girls for the rest of your fucking life. 9, and you're going to continue to get off by bringing so much humiliation and shame, because I know that's what fuels that cock. That pedophile cock needs to see that shame in a little girl's face as you're pounding her, using her as a rape toy. That's what you get off on, you sick fuck. 8, and you're going to lose control more and more. I'm going to make sure that you do, because I know the more we go younger, the harder you're going to rape, because that is by definition what makes us sick. The most sick and twisted, vile pedophile is going younger, going more fucking depraved. No longer are we going to worry about high school sluts. You're going to do elementary school whores, middle school cock teases. 7, and you cannot be fixed. You will never be fixed. And that's why I'm here, your pedo queen, to keep you situated where you need to be. Raping and molesting and snuffing little girls. That is your true purpose, your destiny, and there's no escaping it. This is where you belong and you fucking know it. 6, and you're gonna get worse. You're gonna get worse because you know what? You know what? You've been locked up for years, and I know that pedo rage has been boiling. I've been making sure it has, and no rehab will fix you. No rehab will ever fix you. You're going to get worse, and you're going to snuff for the hell of it. You're going to do it just because it makes your cock throb, you sick fuck. 5, and you're going to be just a consistent necro rapist, having dead little girls underneath you, and you pound raising them like you're trying to snuff them all over again, breeding freshly dead holes, leaving pretty little girls even more humiliated, dead and leaking with cum, their true purpose for you, you sick pedo fuck. Four, and I'm going to make sure you never ever forget who your pedo queen is, who has built you up to the pedophile rapist, the murdering pedophile rapist you're going to become. And you will worship me by raping little girls, my pedo king. Three, get that murdering pedophile cock ready. I know you're ready to give me that pedo jizz, that disgusting, depraved that needs to get off on child rape and child molesting. I bet you couldn't even come from regular adult sex anymore. Two, get fucking ready. You're going to give me the biggest load because I know you want to come for that 9-year-old. Think about that 12-year-old while you're coming too. Don't forget your first victim, the one that you pushed your rape seed inside, the one that you brought so much pain and humiliation to. One, come now. Come, you sick fuck. Pump out all that rapist seed just to make more. Because when I pick you up, you're going to be balls deep inside that 9-year-old. You're going to be raping children for me, your pedo queen. And you will always live as my pedophile king. Balls deep in children, always being fed more and more rape toys, more and more cock teases to turn into your pedo princesses. That's it. That's my good pedo sick fuck. You're so easy to trigger, you know that? Way too easy to trigger because all I've got to do is talk about little girls and you're ready to fucking go. It's like you are fueled by child rape, child sex. Do you know how sick and twisted that is? But that's okay, darling. That is totally okay. You know, it's always okay because your pedophile queen, I will always feed you your deepest and darkest depravities. I will always make sure that you are the pedo king that I know you are intended to be. So get ready. Get ready for me to pick you up tomorrow. We're not going to waste any time, darling. See you tomorrow.